Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City seeks applicants for a newly created softball commission. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The city of Gillette is seeking volunteers to serve on the new softball commission. According to the press release from the city of Gillette, the commission was established in 2023 to review and adjudicate appeals based on the city's field use policy at the Energy Capital Sports Complex softball baseball fields. The Gillette City Council voted on a formal usage policy in August of this year to clearly define how the fields can be utilized by sports organizations for tournaments, games, and practices. As a part of that policy, the city decided to create a sports commission to settle any scheduling conflicts that may arise at the Energy Capital Sports Complex. The commission shall be made up of 5 individuals who have a vested interest in youth sports in Campbell County and shall be appointed by the governing body of the city. For the purpose of evaluating applications, a vested interest in youth sports means an individual who currently serves or who has served as a coach on a board of directors or similar volunteer roles for a youth sports organization in Campbell County. Preference will be given to individuals who volunteer their time to youth sports. The City Public Works Director, Solly Wild, and staff shall provide administrative and clerical support for the commission. Initial appointments will be 2 3-year terms, 2 2-year terms, and 1 1-year term. After initial terms expire, all additional terms will be 3-year terms. The commission will meet on an as-needed basis. Applications are available online and in the administration office on the third floor of City Hall. Completed applications can be returned to City Hall in person or via email at admin@gillettewy.gov. Applications must be received by Thursday, November 9th at 4 p.m. Gillette man accused of trying to kidnap woman in Walmart not too mentally ill for trial. A Gillette man accused of trying to kidnap a woman from a Walmart store is now scheduled for a jury trial after withdrawing his claim that he was too mentally ill to be held responsible for his conduct. 27-year-old Alex Sigvaldson faces one felony charge of kidnapping and misdemeanors of theft, unlawful contact, interference with police, and drug use for allegedly trying to force a woman out of the Gillette Walmart store and into his home to spend the day with him on May 19th, then causing a drugged public disturbance before police arrested him. According to Cowboy State Daily, Campbell County District Court Judge James Causey in June ordered the Wyoming State Hospital to evaluate Sigvaldson to see if he was mentally ill at the time of his alleged offenses. After the evaluation, he asked Causey on October 12th to let him withdraw his plea of not guilty by reason of mental illness. Causey agreed, ordering the insanity plea withdrawn 6 days later. The incident back on May 19th took place at the Walmart store in Gillette, Wyoming, when a woman shopped in the towel aisle alone at around 6 a.m. She'd slept in her car the night before and was headed to Buffalo to work on a ranch, according to the evidentiary affidavit filed on the case. Sigvaldson told the woman she was going home with him or else his friends with an automatic weapon would come inside and shoot up the place, the woman told police. After paying for her merchandise, he reportedly kept his hand on her lower back as she paid for her things. They left the building and walked toward the woman's silver Toyota Corolla. She hit the unlock button on her key fob just one time, hoping it would only unlock the driver's side door. She got into the driver's seat and sped off, driving directly to the Gillette Police Department. Police later caught up to Sigvaldson after school teachers reported seeing him outside a school, and he reportedly had a stolen hoodie and admitted he was high at the time. Sigvaldson's jury trial is set for February 5th, 2024. He could spend up to 22 and a half years in prison if convicted of the offenses. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.